AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has started considering a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Democrats made some last-minute changes.
The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill.
The vice president votes in the affirmative,
with Vice President Harris breaking the tie in her role as Senate president, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to achieve President Biden's top legislative priority. Republicans argued the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions.
The table of contents for this act is as follows.
And before letting the debate start, they demanded Senate clerks read the entire bill aloud.
Section 9819.
It's more than 600 pages long. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York City is teetering in response to the coronavirus. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the governor is trying to distract attention away from his problems.
He's got three women who have brought forward allegations of inappropriate activity and sexual harassment. He has a nursing home scandal and a cover-up related to that scandal.
Alabama has extended the state's mask mandate for another month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki at the White House says President Biden's initial push was to wear a mask for 100 days.
Are we at day 40? Around there. 60 more days. That's what he's asking, and he's certainly hopeful that businesses and people across the country will continue to do that.
The Supreme Court made it harder for longtime immigrants who have been convicted of a crime to avoid deportation. The justices ruled against a Mexican citizen who entered the U.S. illegally and has lived in the country for 25 years. The Pentagon is reviewing a request by Capitol Police to keep National Guard troops patrolling the Capitol for another 60 days. The Dow finished down 345 points. This is AP News. Older adults have top priority to get vaccinated, but some are falling through the cracks.
Jean Andrade, an 88-year-old who lives alone in Portland, Oregon, thought a caseworker would contact her about getting a vaccine. She eventually asked a helper who comes by 4 hours a week to try and snag her an appointment. Some communities are partnering with charities like Meals on Wheels or developing outreach through local churches. Mary Wade is a resident of Washington, D.C.
Really, they let us fall through the cracks.
James Stowe is the director of aging services for an association of governments in the Kansas City area. He says the vaccine rollout there has favored healthier seniors who are able to jump in their car at a moment's notice and drive for 2 hours to make an appointment. Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson said things will get better.
We're getting more vaccine in the state, which helps all the way around.
I'm Jennifer King.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says he will soon sign a bill to ban transgender athletes from competing on girls' or women's sports teams in the state schools and universities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.